For the casual observer, those Indiana farm fields of purple might look kind of pretty. But farmers know that henbit and purple dead nettle are just weeds that need controlled. A mild winter allowed weeds to get a good head start this year.
We've had these purple flowered weeds, henbit and purple dead nettle, for decades in this area, and actually throughout the Corn Belt.
Dr. Bill Johnson, Purdue Professor of Weed Science, joins us for the latest Purdue Crop Chat podcast. Available now at HoosierAgToday.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The key thing to remember about the winter annual weeds is if we don't get them controlled, they can go on and produce seed and obviously, you know, produce a seed bank for future years. But they can also, in conditions where we have daytime air temps in the 60s and some wet soils, the soils will not dry out very rapidly either. They'll kind of form a mat and they'll prevent water from evaporating.
Johnson warns that henbit and purple dead nettle can also serve as an alternative host to soybean cyst nematode.
And so when we have, you know, what appears to be the pattern that we're in now, kind of a warm, extended spring, but a little on the wet side, if we're not able to get the henbit and purple dead nettle controlled, we can allow more reproduction of SCN on those weeds in the springtime as well, which can increase to higher populations of those weeds in the long run.
Johnson's advice?
I think if we're in the pattern that we're in now, where our daytime air temps are primarily highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s, I think we're still okay to spray under those conditions, but expect the herbicides to work more slowly.
Hear more from Johnson, Dan Corn Quinn, Soybean Sean Castile, and new Purdue Extension weed specialist Tommy Butts on the new Purdue Crop Chat podcast. You can find it now on the free Hat mobile app.